How do you think parents have contributed to the rise of drug abuse among youth?
Some parents are even involved. Drug addiction, occultism, you know these things go together. Those who are in cults, invariably you see them addicted into drugs. And you will know some of these parents also are members of cults. At their own time, they might not have added drug to it. But now, to become more effective as members of the cult, these children add drug abuse to their own. So the two go together. The parents do not set good example. They don't train up the children the way they should go. And some parents are busy making money and their children are getting spoiled by the day. They have no time. Parents have no time for these children. I think that's one of the... They don't monitor them to know when they are succumbing to peer pressure to become members of this drug addict.
When parents don't take up their responsibility properly by checking on their children's well-being day to day, no matter the schedules of our work, we should always come back home and know what they've done all through the day. Then engaging them in one activity, maybe creativity, just try bring them into one job, keep them busy. It shouldn't be just until I get employed. We can create some creative activities for them while they are still at home seeking for a job. Internet stuff are all over there that they could become an academic person learning to and engaging them in one activity. So I think if we keep up with monitoring them, advising them, telling them the dangers of all those things earlier before time, they will get to know what to do. So the parents will have a good effect on them instead of the negative parts that lack of attention is given to these children.
Just as I've said before, that both parents and the government has their responsibility to play, but parents in particular has a vital role in playing because they are the first custodian of every child. And when the parents refuse to monitor and also direct their child to the right path, they tend to move then closer to their peers. And when they move closer to their peers, those ones are the stronger peers that can influence them, even in most cases more than the parents. And that is when parents lack their own responsibility. That is when their peer group come into existence and they begin to lure them. When they have friends, you must know their friends. You must know their movement. You must observe them when you see them in most cases. We have some that said even sometimes you can enter your daughter's room or your son's room on notice, look at what can be an example of what looks like a drug, and from there you know how to counter it. The friends they move with also can also be things that you as a parent have to look onto. If not, then they will go into drug abuse.